Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'd help us to understand your word, that we may live as your people, that we may trust you and pray to you and be blessed by you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hands open. This is a test on your age, as well as the kind of crassness of your cultural experience. Hands up those who remember Gorgeous George. I see a few of the old timers are with us. I think these days we're called bogans. Gorgeous George taught Muhammad Ali what to say. Gorgeous George was a wrestler, one of those professional wrestlers which are really tumblers, which are really not wrestlers at all. That's who Gorgeous George was. But I can't remember he influenced the pianist Liberace, or was influenced by Liberace, but they hung together. But they certainly influenced Muhammad Ali into going around saying, "I am the greatest." Absolutely no humility, no doubt, no question. In fact, it was right in your face. Come and fight me, I'm the greatest. Come and see me, I'm the greatest. Come and pay your money, I am the greatest. Who is the greatest? We're just about to have the Winter Olympics. I always laugh at the Winter Olympics because we have Australians in it. They practice on sand. Never mind. But when you think of the Olympics, who is the greatest? Because that's what the Olympics are all about, isn't it? Michael Phelps, who's won 22 medals. Usain Bolt, who's won 3 medals, 3 sprinting medals twice. But when you ask who is the greatest in that kind of Olympics, you then actually are reminded of the Paralympics, where greatness is in courage and fortitude, not just simple success. And then you ask the nature of true greatness. For the world has lots of ways to greatness, doesn't it? Wealth, success, conquest, fame. But they're all nearly competitive. Being the best, being the fastest, being the tallest, being the richest, being the smartest, being the strongest. It's all, I'm the greatest because I'm better than you. Hang around with a lot of hopeless people and you're the greatest, aren't you? The one-eyed man is king in the world of the blind. And you see, the disciples of Jesus were worldly men. They just thought like any other worldly group of men. They'd joined up with a religious organization that was sweeping the land of Israel. Thousands turning up. And so they asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Their question was not in the least surprising, but Jesus' answer was astonishing. Taking a small child into their midst, he taught them that true greatness is found when we become like a child. Truly, truly, verse 3, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What is it about children that would make you think that this is the great one? Is it their purity, or their innocence, or their humility, or their naivety, or their ignorance, or their carefree playfulness, their kind of childishness, or their dependence? What is the childlike character that we must adopt to enter the kingdom of heaven? What is the childlike character that would make us the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It looks like that we are to become humble like a child is humble. But that's not true of children. The only people who think a child is humble is someone who's never had one. Nothing is more arrogant in all this world than the four-year-old refusing all help as he cries out, "I can do it, I can do it, I can do it." All parents know children are anything but humble. Grandparents, they think children are humble, well, at least they think grandchildren are humble, but they think grandchildren are God, don't they? So that's not surprising. But everybody else who thinks children are humble haven't had any. Because children aren't humble, so what does Jesus mean? Look carefully at his words. The command is not become humble like a child, but humble yourself to become like a child. Hear the difference? It's not become humble like a child, but humble yourself to become like a child. Our society is so child-focused that we're in no ways astonished by Jesus' answer. But the child had no rights in the ancient world. The word that's used for child here is the same word that was used for servants and slaves, because that's the state of a child. Children under seven had absolutely no rights. As Paul said in Galatians, I mean that the heir, as long as he's a child, is no different from a slave, though he's the owner of a whole estate. Little children had no place in the ancient world. So when Jesus calls a child out and says, look, you've got to become like a child, profoundly offensive, deeply troubling, astonishing answer was given. To humiliate yourself to the state of a child, to be like a servant, to be like a slave, is the very opposite of the way the world thinks of greatness. To be a man, to be a great one, to be famous, to be... they're the way to greatness in our world, but Jesus says, no, no, the way to be greatness is to be a slave, is to be a servant, is to be like a little child. In the ancient world, while they didn't like hubris and arrogance, humility and meekness were despised. In the ancient Roman world, humility wasn't a virtue, it was a vice. To humble yourself, to become like a child, was beneath the dignity of any Roman citizen. Servile, lowly, faint-hearted, weakling, it was a vice that had to be overcome. You've got to pull yourself up by your shoestraps. You've got to be somebody. You've got to impress other people. But for Jesus, the disciples had to turn, humble themselves to the status of a little child. For even asking the question, who is the greatest, implies that you're thinking the wrong way about things. You're still thinking the way the world thinks. But notice again, look carefully here at verse 3, because verse 3 is not about who is the greatest in the kingdom. Verse 3 is about how you get into the kingdom. For he says there in verse 3, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This turning and becoming like a child is about entry into the kingdom. It's about how to become one of God's children. It's not until verse 4 that he actually answers their question. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That is, the way into the kingdom of heaven is exactly the same way to be great in the kingdom of heaven. As the way into the kingdom is to become like a child, so the way to greatness in the kingdom is to become like a child. It's not the one who does the greatest miracles. It's not the one who preaches the greatest sermons. It's not the one who writes the most beautiful hymns. It's not the one who leads the greatest number of people to Christ who is great in the kingdom of heaven. Greatness in the kingdom is not like the world's greatness. In your profession, in your company, in your community, in your family, it's not the most dominant or the most successful or the most effective who's great. The greatest Christian of all history is unlikely to be known by name or even listed in the history books of the church. For true greatness is most likely to be found in some poor widow whose whole trust and confidence was in God alone. The truly greatest person might be just sitting here amongst us this night, thoroughly depending and relying upon God, their Father. Just like a child relies upon their father. See, what's it all about, this humbling of yourself? It's the recognition that you are powerless. Worldly greatness is about thinking you're powerful. That's why it never gets anywhere. We have to recognize that we're powerless. We're a healing service here, and we pray for people here, because one of the things that sickness does to us is it tells us we're powerless. It reminds us we're mortal. It confronts us with our lack of control. It means suddenly I can't do anything and everything I want to do because I actually can't get out of bed this morning. I can't hold my food down. I can't stop the pain. See, sickness wakes people up. Suddenly they realise what has always been the truth, but they were in denial. We are powerless in this world, other than the power God gives us to live his way. We have to admit that we are powerless to run our own lives, powerless to solve our own problems, powerless to control our unmanageable lives, powerless to overcome the addictions that we have in life. As long as we think we are in control, we are sovereign over ourselves, we will never turn to God in prayer and depend upon him and trust him, rely upon him. But once we see that we are powerless, once we understand the truth instead of going into this silly denial, once we face the fact that there are things bigger in this world than I am able to cope with, there are things bigger in my life that I'm able to cope with, there's broken relationships, there's failed behaviour patterns, there's sickness that is confronting me, there's that once I start facing I am not God over me, then I may become like a little child and ask my Father in heaven to help me. And when I ask my Father in heaven to help me, I've started depending upon him instead of me. And that's called faith. Depending on him, not me. Without that faith, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And the greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who relies most upon our Heavenly Father. And so there'll be a little person, in this world terms an unimportant person, just you, who are his children. So tonight we come with all kinds of problems, issues. I don't know what they're going to be tonight that you have or that others around about you have. Sicknesses, illness, mental problems, relational problems, addictions, I don't know, whatever it is. So we come tonight to a healing service, and we're invited, if we want someone to come and pray with us and for us because of problems, to put up our hands so that we can pray with you, so we can help you relying upon God, who is powerful and who loves you. So become like a child, won't you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for his death, where our sins are forgiven, and his resurrection, where he gives us new life, the pouring out of your Spirit to break down our arrogant pride and turn us in repentance to put our trust in him. So help us this night to become like little children, that we may enter your kingdom, and that we might be the great ones in your kingdom, the little ones who trust you as our Father. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.